Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everybody, welcome to Ready Player 2. Apparently I became Chris Coleman very briefly there, but...
Hi, Chris.
Hi, we're back.
Hi!
Nobody's as surprised as all of us. This year, because when was the last time we did a podcast?
November.
1995.
Long ago. It was so long ago.
Right, so just in case anybody needs a recap, hi, we're Ready Player 2. You may have forgotten about us. We haven't recorded in absolutely ages, because frankly, we're really fucking lazy. But we're back now, and this week we've got Lee.
Hi.
We've got Lewis.
Hello.
And we've got Auntie Lee.
Hello.
Hello! Everybody's here apart from Ross, which is slightly disappointing. But apparently he has this thing that he has to do to get money, which is really crap. But he's going to be hopefully here next time we record. I would say next week, but who knows? It might be 2018 by the time we get around to doing the next episode. Are we all great?
We are all great.
I'm recovering from the laughing.
I speak for all of you.
I speak for everybody. This is the voice of the Mysterons, and I say we're all great.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been playing games. Lee's been playing games. I know that because we've mostly been doing it together in a slightly non-creepy kind of way.
Ew.
Lewis, have you been playing lots of games?
Well, some games, not lots, but some.
Since November?
Yes.
I mean, it's been a fairly sizable amount of time.
Kind of.
Elle, been playing loads of weird games that nobody else has heard of?
Yes.
Excellent.
Shit, I forgot to write some of them down.
Oh, never mind. I'm just going to go straight into it. I've been playing Arizona Sunshine. I'm not going to fuck around this week. I'm just going to go for it. I've been playing Arizona Sunshine. Lee's been
I remember why
we stopped podcasting now.
Because none of us can speak. I'm the one that's heavily medicated as well. Arizona Sunshine is a VR zombie shooter, which is nice in the fact that it is set in a great big, bright, outdoor Arizona setting. And it is not... It doesn't, for the immediate first few levels, fall into the trap of being a dark corridor with a torch in your hand zombie scare horror shooter. Then after a little while, it turns into a dark corridor, torch in hand, scare zombie horror shooter. And I didn't like it. It made me nope out quite a lot.
Yes, you did.
Is this the one that your missus recorded you playing and you fell over a chair?
No, that wasn't me. That actually wasn't me doing that. That was my mate, Steve. Yeah, Lee had warned me about putting people in horror games, but it's just so fucking funny. So
we
put my mate Steve in a completely different game. I think that was the Brookhaven experiment, and
yes.
He turned around, there was a great big thing in front of him, and he panicked and dived out of my living room into the conservatory and hit the table. But no, it's not Arizona Sunshine. Arizona Sunshine is cool for a couple of reasons. It's got a real Walking Dead feel to it. The main guy that you're playing as has got these great snarky comments that he comes out with that makes it feel like a proper single player game with a story, even though the story is kind of flimsy and not really that existent. But he comes out with these snarky remarks. He calls all of the zombies Freds. And you've got to kind of rummage through shit. So you're walking along, and obviously there's piles of cars all over the place where people have abandoned them to get away from the zombies. And you've got to open all the doors and open the boots and rummage through the cars, try and find stuff to get bullets and guns and survive and all the rest of it.
There's a surprising amount of ammunition laying around.
Just
in
randomly
cars.
Laying around. Yeah, I mean, if this had been
grenades.
Yeah, if this had been in Britain, would have been fucked, frankly, because Americans just leave like handy little boxes of grenades and shit around in their cars just in case you need them. It's a good game. It could do with a bit more to it. It feels like they wanted to put more of a survival element into it, like finding food and finding water and trying to keep yourself alive, and that isn't there. But it's still a really good game. It's still got the whole, the guns aren't all that accurate, and you've got to fire about 4 or 5 times before you shoot people in the head. And
which
a lot of the time,
good
that,
thing.
Yeah, that is the gun a lot of the time. It's not, they've kind of purposefully made it so that the guns aren't perfect. They don't perfectly aim down the sights and hit exactly where you want all the time, which adds to the game, I think.
This is Rich's way of saying he can't shoot straight.
No, shut
I
up. I shoot.
Yeah, I was going to say, this just sounds like a really bad excuse for Rich being fucking Deadeye.
It's not now, me.
Look, I have really good excuses for not being very good at games most of the time. But this feels like it's by design, which is good. I mean, I played like Zombie Training Simulator and stuff, and the guns in that are excellent and always a 100% bang on when you're aiming down the sights. This isn't. And some games I'd complain about, but actually, if it was 100% accurate all the time, it wouldn't be as much fun because you wouldn't panic as much with the zombies coming at you. So there's a couple of nice little set pieces in it, but mostly it's fairly random in the level, so the zombies don't always come at you from the same direction. It's good. It's good fun. Yeah. It's not brilliant, but it's pretty good.
I really enjoyed it. We played it co-op, and if you remember.
Oh, that was you, was it?
You were there? Yeah, that was me. And I did like the way that they really made it from the ground up to work well with co-op as well.
Yeah, apart from the time we went into co-op.
No, that's oh,
and it
yeah.
was all fucked up and I felt like I was going to throw up.
Yeah, that was after a Steam patch. I'm not sure if that was the game's fault. No, the bit I'm talking about is that when we got past all the nice sunshiny part and got into there's a theme park mine area. That's you know, an old American mine in Arizona in the desert, and you go in and there's a it's the dark, scary bit where you've only got a torch to see, and you've only got one torch between the two of you.
No, and
I had a torch.
I had a fucking glow stick.
And it
felt like an inadequate raver. I was just like wandering through this. Every now and again, he'd bugger off, going, "Oh, what's down here?" And I'm literally there with this soft green glow, going, "Early." help! I don't know where you've gone.
It was horrible because it was great for me because I had the torch. It was horrible for Rich because every time that like zombies would start lurching out of the dark at us, I'd be flicking the torch all around the place in a panic.
Yeah,
and he couldn't see anything because every time I'd move the torch, he was like, "Where the fuck's the torch gone?"
He'd move the torch with his torch in one hand and your gun is in the other hand. He'd stick his hands together and move the torch with the gun like some kind of fucking shitty inadequate FBI agent. And he's he's flailing around. Hey. Like, I see a zombie. It's over there. I see
barely
fucking
adequate.
Nothing. Literally, I'm carrying this soft green beacon going, "Dinner here, boys."
Yeah, rather than a light source,
around.
It's more of a target.
Yeah, that's all it was. That's all it was.
To be fair, that's not. Yeah, I was going to say that's fine for Lee. Lee can see what's about to eat him.
Isn't it like that bit in Jurassic Park where the guy gets the flare? That's
what
basically.
Yeah, he's driving
Rich,
along
right?
with a flare going off.
So
that's kind of what it was.
Rich is basically Ian Malcolm.
Is that what I have? Great, I'm glad that ended up being me in this situation. So no, it's a good game. It's pretty decent fun. It feels more early access than it actually is because it's released. It's fully in and on and done and going for it. It does a couple of things that are a bit annoying. Anyway, look, it's a full-fledged, not AAA, but AAA-ish VR game. There's a couple of cardinal sins that it performs that I don't like the way that you hold items, I don't like it. The way that you pick up a hammer, for example.
Have you got
the shaft of the hammer?
Have you got
does not follow
infinite,
the shaft of the
infinite pockets? So
no, you don't actually. You have
oh, really?
You got two holsters. You can holster one gun on either side. That's quite nice because, like, to pick up a gun, you literally reach down to your where a holster would be and unholster the gun. That's quite nice. It's got some great touches, but then it's got some other things that you feel like they could have done a little bit better. But I've got a funny feeling that they were on a a schedule, and it came out. It's good. It's fine. It's about $23.99 or something like that.
Yeah, about that. I think it's well worth that money, actually.
Lee, what about you? What have you been playing?
I've not been playing a whole lot in the last week. I've been busy growing my new neck beard.
Oh, Jesus. He's become one of those guys. He was always one of those guys in his garage anyway. You know, like, one of those guys. But now he's one of those guys.
I tried in the past, I've really tried hard to like things like Linux, and I can't get on with it. And my only other way in is a 3D printer.
Hold on. Wait a second.
What?
You really tried to like Linux?
Yeah. I, on
That's
at least...
probably one of the neckbeardiest things you could ever say. I really tried to like Linux. That's like going, I really tried to like being punched in the testicles.
I'm not going to argue with anything you say.
Are you liking a punch in the testicles, the Linux there?
Yeah.
Is that... Yeah, okay.
We're all on board with that.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I've got a 3D printer, and I'm really loving it. The excuse I've got for using it is to make things for my Vive headset, things like a different head strap and a charging dock for my Vive thing. So it is kind of game related in a way,
but I end up
using it far too much and not actually playing with the Vive. So it's great. I'm loving it.
I did try and look, like, Google, like, what is this? Is this actually a game? And then it was, like, trawling through Reddit looking at Fedorable Life, the neckbeard simulation game. I'm like, what the fuck is me playing?
Well, that's on my list for next time.
No, this is Lee just showing off the fact that he's got a lovely new toy that's actually nothing to do with games, and then he tried to segue into, but I got it to do stuff gaming related.
Did I manage that? Did anybody notice?
No, you didn't pull it off.
Tut, tut, shoehorn, tut, tut.
You fell badly. So fuck you. Elle, what have you been playing?
Oh my god! So many games, but I only put two of them down because I have so much froth within my soul for certain things that I get so addicted to. So let's start at the one where I was like the worst addicted to.
I was very worried about where the froth was going to be then.
Yeah, why would there be... I've never heard of soul froth before, I've got to be honest.
When you froth about something, you're very excited and you can talk about it a lot.
I like the idea of soul froth. This is something that possibly you could market to the Roman Catholic Church. Right, anyway, sorry, carry on.
Stardew Valley! So, basically,
it's like a weird alarm noise at the end of that.
I really like specific games which plug into the I have a challenge and I'm gonna build on what shitty mess that I've been given and make something nice out of it.
You basically just described my life.
Yeah, like, but in video game, because then you get. Points mean prizes instead of money means taxes. Real life is shit. Play Stardew Valley. So it's a farming simulator, much like there's another game.
Farming simulator?
No, like the
farming
moon.
Simulator. Harvest Moon.
Moon. Harvest Moon, Moon, that's the one. Fuck me, I got addicted to that game. It was like crack cocaine level of addiction for video games. I was in. I spreadsheeted all the fucking crops that you could get.
Neckbeard.
What was the best ones? I've done it again. I've not got one spreadsheet for Stardew Valley. I've got three.
Why?
One for relationships, one for the vegetables, one for the produce. I'm in. We're playing hardcore now, boys. So... I lose myself in farming games.
The kind of person that's got a second device, like a companion device, just for the spreadsheets.
But I need it. Oh my god. So if you're one of these people who have this addictive personality towards like survival games or farming games, like if you want to ruin your life, I can wholeheartedly recommend this game. Because I was getting withdrawal symptoms in work, I was like, I really can't wait to go home.
I like the way that you threw that into a, threw in a cooler subset of the gaming genre along with this farming game. So if you're into survival games, and farming game as though the two go hand in hand. When you're done playing DayZ,
like
you just grow some carrots.
So, like, you've got Rust and Farming Simulator 2015. Like Stardew Valley comes in the middle of the Venn diagram.
Apart from no naked men bashing each other with rocks.
Oh, I'm out.
It's a great positive. It's a great positive for me. And also, the human relationships thing, I wish real life worked like Stardew Valley. Because if I could just go up to people, throw a couple of grapes at them, like, once a week, and them to be in love with me, that would be great.
I'm pretty sure that worked at school.
Yeah, it worked.
You see 50p in a bag of grapes.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Or if it's when you're an adult, all you've got to do is squash and ferment the grapes, and it still kind of works. this is a top-down-ish, isometric-ish, farmy-ish, simulator-ish
Look,
thing.
You're not going to sell it on the visuals. Let's be honest here. it's not like, oh yeah, the visuals are great. No, the visuals are shit. It's like that retro game kind of thing going on. Yeah, visuals, meh. But it's the repetitive nature of the game. I get really bored, but there are some things which just get me, and Farming Simulators is the one. Like, I've never been a fan of the one where you have to wait, just like, oh, that bloody Farmville on Facebook. Fuck that noise. Get Stardew Valley.
Anything
so
where you've
better.
Got to, like, wait 2 hours or buy extra stars or something like that.
No, because I'll fucking change off the time on my PC and laugh maniacally as it freaks everything out. Just like, am I waiting 3 years? No, it's 2020 now, bitch. What are you going to do? Pass over the star fruit. They're mine.
Wait, why have all my SSL certificates stopped working? Oh, shit.
YouTube dies a death. But yeah, Stardew Valley is this day-night cycle. Once you've finished everything, you go to bed. Again, it's like Harvest Moon. It is basically Harvest Moon, but they've just stuck a different name on it. You can go battling. Oh my god! So there's a mine, and you can go killing creatures. That's pretty cool. I'd spent, like, very little time doing that because I'm more interested in growing
the
fucking
crops. That's an aside. That's just, like, you can go battling, killing crazy creatures, but just farming, mostly farming.
But also farming.
There's a screenshot that I'm looking at here on Steam where this guy has got a farm outside his house, and then he's built this house. Presumably he could build a house, I don't really know how it works. And then inside his house, all the floorboards have, like, been broken up and snapped up to reveal the dirt underneath, and he's growing stuff in his house. In the dirt underneath where the floorboards have broken up.
So you get your house and you can expand it. So you can go and there's this this crafting lady who will build additional buildings for you and extend your house with extensions and stuff like that. When you get married, your partner gets a room. Choose your partners wisely.
Partner gets a room. Right, we're married now. This is where you belong.
Hey,
don't worry about those holes
in
the floor. Just grow some carrots.
Right?
Good grief.
There you go.
Okay, fine. Look,
where does the goat sex fit into this?
Can you stop? Don't keep asking a question.
Wait, hang on. Where did goat sex come into this?
How did we get to goat sex?
On Steam.
I don't want another Peter lunatic shouting at us on Twitter.
Hey there, Peter.
47 seconds, she is
47 seconds,
a goat.
There's a definite piece of goat sex going on there.
Yeah, no, there actually is. L?
Explain.
I feel like you're recommending a mildly inappropriate game. 47 seconds into the video on Steam.
There is?
Yeah,
clearly
she loves
goat sex.
She loves
Stardew
a goat.
Stardew Valley.
We're gonna
Steam.
Right, while she's looking at goat sex, we're going to move on. Lewis, have you been playing anything slightly more appropriate?
He's right, there is goat sex in it.
What time print is it?
47 seconds.
Let's have a look. No, they're doing the
yeah.
To be fair, yeah, that is quite a quite a dodgy animation, which, to be honest, you do it to the animals that you can get
what?
Stuff from.
What?
You can do it to the animals that you can... That you can get stuff
it's
from.
It's being milked, but not
what?
In that
it's
way.
Not being, no, it's not.
You're not making this better.
So those poor animals that you can't get anything from just don't get any. They're just there going, fucking, why is the goat getting all the attention? I'm doing all the work. I'm laying the eggs.
You're getting the milk, and you can get the goat milk, and you can make cheese.
Why does it give you a what? Heart emoji while it's doing it? Look, I feel like we need to move on.
Look, there has been no,
this no has got
better
out of hand.
Game
you
to
and
stand
your
behind animals and do dodgy actions.
Lewis, have you been doing anything that isn't bestiality?
So no.
I can't make any promises. Yes, I have been doing things that isn't fucking goats.
Okay, good.
So I've been playing Concrete Jungle on Android because it was on happened to be on offer the other day, and it's excellent. It's kind of like a cross between SimCity and Tetris. So it's like a city building puzzle game.
Weird.
Yeah, it's really bizarre, but it's actually really good fun. Like you have to build up houses or areas into a certain score, but in a row a row of four, and then when you build that disappears and you start building the next row and the next row and the next row, and you've got different types of building that then do different things to the location, so they will bring the value up in one area or they'll lower it in another, or you can bring the value up in one specific area of your choosing. So
I'm just watching this on Steam at the minute. This looks like the kind of thing that you could just get into it fairly quickly, but to get into it and do well looks like it's probably quite complicated.
Yeah, definitely. So I was playing through the tutorial and I was like, oh, this is easy, like this is yeah, loads of fun. And then I thought, oh, I'll try a kind of not campaign, just like an ongoing game. And yeah, it there's a lot more to it than I was expecting. I thought, oh, I'll just go back to the tutorial then, like a fucking like a fucking Luddite.
Where's that goat?
yeah.
I've had enough. This is really complicated.
Yeah.
It's on Steam, it's £10.
It's only £3.99 if you buy it on Android, and it's almost exactly the same game.
It's got a lot of good reviews though, weirdly, for a game like this on Steam.
Mm.
Like the 50s retro American style.
It actually came out on Steam originally, and then Cole, the developer, ported it over to Android and iOS. I think it would probably work better on an iPad, but like I've got a Z5, and which has got quite a big screen on it, and it's playable on that. So,
Are there microtransactions?
No, none whatsoever. Once you buy the game, that's it.
Excellent.
Is there a free version that has microtransactions, or is it just you pay for it and that's the end of it?
You pay $3.99 for the game on Android. I think it's normally $4.99, but when it's on offer, it's $3.99, and that's it. There is no free version.
I wish more people would do that.
Mm.
What they should at least do is do a demo where it's like the tutorials or something, so you can play it to see if you like it before
you
go ahead and buy it.
The developer, Cole Jeffries, I've been following him on Twitter for a long time. Since I met him 2 years ago at Rezzed, and he I said about having just picked it up, and he was like, oh, excellent, you've just picked it up at just the right time, like there's a good update coming out on Saturday, I think. So yeah, he sounds pretty cool, so hopefully we'll try and get him on at some point. He seems up for it, so
awesome. Right then, other things. I'm sure we've all got other games that we've been playing, but just quickly, I've just read something that makes me angry. So just quickly, of all the major things that have happened in the gaming industry since the last time we recorded a podcast, one of the things that none of us give a shit about is the Nintendo Switch. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I did say the other day that the more I see of it, the more I kind of want it. But I'm holding out because I know that I will only ever play whatever the new Pokemon game will be. And the new Mario Kart, which I've already spent £45 on when I bought it on the Wii. So,
I actually got really excited for it, but as time goes on, I kind of feel like Nintendo keep beating dead horses, and it's cool.
They keep making new horses. They keep kind of like...
and then beat them to death.
Yeah, genetically fabricating horses that nobody either asked for or wanted. And then beating them.
It's
when it's been beaten a little while, they'll bring out like an additional horse appendage that you need to buy. So and then they'll graft that on and then beat that for a little while.
It pisses me off. I can't even use my Wii to watch YouTube anymore. The Wii is useless. It's a
really?
Book fucking wait.
Have they stopped support for it now then?
They cut the support. And
what?
I can't remember whether it was YouTube or Netflix, but I got really pissed off because what is the point? What is the point selling your consoles if, like, 2 years later you're just going to fucking kill them?
Yeah, so the Nintendo Switch is out, and I played one. I failed to care. I like to care, but I can't bring myself to care. And Psyonic have said that they are evaluating community demand for bringing out Rocket League on the Nintendo Switch. Now, I shouldn't be angry about this, but I fucking am. Makers be able to team with PlayStation and Xbox players first. Mm. We've been waiting for that for fucking ages. Don't bring it out on a console nobody wanted. Sort your priorities out, you bastards. Anyway, sorry.
What really makes me seethe about Nintendo consoles is the price of peripherals. Simple as that. Because of that.
We always bang on about it. All the extra shit that you have to buy for Nintendo consoles is ridiculous, and they keep bringing out more and more and more hardware that you need to play the next generation of game or whatever it is. Just fucking bring out a console that works to start with everything that you need to play all the games that you want to play to start with, and decide whether you're making a handheld or a fucking actual... Fuck you, Nintendo.
don't, you'll break your internet as well.
The idea behind the best thing I love about the Switch is that it's got dead pixels, and Nintendo said that it was a feature.
No.
What?
I was going to say that in jest.
No. Nintendo said that it is part of the console and that they won't replace any... I don't know if they've changed it recently, but they won't change any consoles that have got dead pixels.
We're not going to do this until there's a class action lawsuit that forces us to do it. It's pretty much...
Yeah, which won't be valid in the Western...
yeah.
Fucking Nintendo.
Literally, so far, the only game that I've seen people play on it is 1-2 Switch, in which it's a load of fucking... like WarioWare mini games and the new Zelda game, which people are already starting to port over to PC.
Really?
Yeah. They're,
oh, Nintendo they're... will lose their shit if people start porting Nintendo Switch games to PC.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're apparently trying to emulate Breath of the Wild onto PC. It was a big thing.
If they managed to emulate Nintendo Switch games onto PC, that's literally like nobody would ever need to buy one ever again. That will send Nintendo loopy as well, because they are so scared of piracy at all times. Absolutely shit scared of piracy.
Yeah, I didn't realise that, because I didn't go and look for a load of N64 ROMs elsewhere. and I couldn't find Nintendo ROMs anywhere. So,
if you were looking for Nintendo ROMs, this is something that drives all of Nintendo's choices when they go to make a new console, and it has done for a really long time. They decided to make a cartridge console when everybody else was using CDs and DVDs because it was hard for people to copy cartridges and they couldn't be bothered to do it. They made a mini disc console, you know, the GameCube with those weird proprietary discs to make it hard for people to copy stuff. Almost every choice that they make, half the peripherals and stuff that they come out with, you need those peripherals to play the game, and the reasoning behind that is so people can't pirate the game. Or if they do, they have to pay for additional hardware in order to play it.
Before anybody listening goes off to look for Nintendo Switch emulators, apparently it's a scam. And
oh, is it?
Yeah.
There's been scam emulators around for so long, though, you'll get absolutely bummed if you try and do that. Lewis, what other mobile games have you been playing?
Because I'm an absolute idiot, I've gone back to Fallout Shelter. I now have 9 different vaults on the go across 3 different platforms.
What?
I've got 3 vaults on my Android phone. 3 vaults on the Fallout Shelter for Windows, so you can get it from the Windows Store. And now I have 3 vaults for Fallout Shelter for Steam.
What, is Fallout Shelter for Steam and Fallout Shelter for the Windows Store are different things?
Yeah, so there's one on... There is the equivalent of the Windows Mobile version, which is available on the Windows Store, and there is a full version available on Steam. And if you were so inclined, you could have downloaded it from the... which I did originally from the Bethesda website. Altogether, I think I probably played about... played it on 5 different platforms.
But do you have spreadsheets on different machines running your predictions of what you need to do on?
Can you do that? It's not really a spreadsheety kind of game.
No,
it?
It's not in depth enough for being spreadsheety. I did. I don't know if you guys remember Shelter from EGX. I ended up buying that, and that gets a little bit spreadsheety. Where you're like, right, okay, so I need X number of valves for X thing and this number of light switches for the other thing. And I had a notepad next to my desk and I was just like, shit, I best write this down because I need to remember what I need for what.
It got a bit like that with me and Ark. Oh, we went back to Ark and played that again.
Yeah.
Spoilers, sorry.
Hang on a minute. Right, okay, let's do this properly.
What?
I went back to Ark, okay,
right.
And I started playing Ark. I got back into Ark big time because some friends of mine have been playing it on PS4, and they kept banging on about how good it was and how great it was. And I realized that I'd been missing
PS4s.
It.
PS4s, they don't fucking know anything.
And then, yeah, I kind of did say that to their faces. They didn't take it well. And then, so I thought I'm going to get back into this. So I started playing it again, but this time PvP. Whereas before we'd only kind of played on our own server and we're all lovey-dovey and didn't really run into anybody else.
This is what lured me back into it, because when we played it before, these fucking hippies wouldn't play on a PvP server. So we ended up playing on our own and got
our asses raped. So,
but yeah, so he lured me back in with the promise of PvP and then proceeded to get salty the first time we got attacked.
No. We had great fun when we got attacked the first time. We got all irate and we made our plans to get back at this Spanish tribe that had attacked us and wiped out one of our bases. And, we're going to have them. And we planned and we built up our resources.
Fucking
and
spreadsheets. This is like, you can tell he doesn't play on PvP servers.
We put
that
some
often.
Serious hours into the planning for this. And then the server, which was an unofficial server, got deleted.
he'd drawn in the sand. Right, so we're going to come up the beach here, and our T-Rexes are going to get dropped in.
Guys?
But it was, it was a little bit of fun, wasn't there? You sank a couple of people's battleships and some stuff like that.
Well, yeah, we got attacked again by one. Actually, he wiped out your base, but you kind of abandoned it, but he attacked your base. We found his boat out in the ocean, just floating there. So we made a massive, great fortified tank boat with turrets all over it, and we drove it right up into his boat, literally into his boat. Stood on the top of our boat and shot rocket launchers at his boat till it sank. And then the server got deleted. So even though this guy got hit, you know, shown that he was never going to mess with us again, he never actually saw
the aftermath.
what he'd lost.
You hit him that hard that it deleted the server.
Yeah.
So long story short, Ark Survival Evolved still is a bit boring.
No, it's not.
It is. It's good fun. We put some hours into it, but it's
Ark is amazing. Hours. How many hours did you play it for on Steam?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
My total hours is 611 hours I've put into that game.
169.
See, lightweight. Seriously. What? Come on, you 611 hours. I've got to say, it's an amazing game. I think it's the it's up there in my all time list with WoW. That level of game, I think it's that good. If you are prepared to put in serious amounts of hours, and you really need to dedicate hours to this game, literally have to, because if you don't, you won't succeed on a PvP server.
No, think you're wrong. Think you're mental. Think you're mental and wrong.
It's an amazing game.
No, it's a good game. It's entertaining for a while, but it becomes really repetitive and boring, a bit like you. Lewis, what else have you been playing?
Again, I've some mostly mobile games lately. So I went back to The Simpsons Tapped Out.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a big thing. It's updated fairly frequently, at least fortnightly. Based on whether it be a major or a minor update. So if it's a seasonal thing, like they've just done one for... What did they do it for? St. Patrick's Day. They did a Valentine's Day one. And then they do kind of intermittent updates based on episodes. So you might get... Oh god, what are they? Like, you might get special characters or something, or you'll get a kind of a single mission, like a kind of storyline for a character who was based in the episode that's been recently released. So,
do you know, I haven't watched Simpsons in absolutely ages.
Do you know what? I still really enjoy it. I still think it's quite funny. Because I know that a lot of people have said that it's not funny anymore. It hasn't been funny since season 9 or whenever. And I'm just like, do you know what? I still think it's funny.
I didn't stop watching it because I didn't think it was funny, like South Park, because that isn't. But I just stopped watching it. Just, I don't know why.
Because it had been around so much and you weren't ever sure whether
it's just, it's one of those things that's always on in the background. Yeah. Well, you know how when you... It was around the era where certain things become commonplace, like Friends or Scrubs or The Simpsons. Whenever you put a TV channel on, one of those things is playing.
Yeah. Mm.
They're just like the background episodes to life.
Yeah.
And I think I just kind of stopped watching it.
I've kind of gotten back into it. So, like, I acquire the latest episode when it comes out on a on a Monday, and I'll watch that. Same with Family Guy and some other cartoons, but...
Oh, I definitely got bored of Family Guy.
Yeah, it's kind of habit watching that now, but...
I watch a TV program at habit.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, the Tapped Out, the game, they still do... Surprisingly, there's quite a big community behind it, which is odd, but anyway... you can play it fairly frequently, and it's quite nice that stuff ties in with the episodes that you're watching. So
yeah, so if you're a fan of the TV series, you can feels like the whole thing's tied in rather than a totally separate thing.
Yeah, pretty much. So
that's quite nice.
What sort of Android device do you need to install this on? Because I want to install this. I didn't know about this game, and I want to play it. And it says this app is incompatible with all of your devices.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's odd.
Well, you've got a Galaxy, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have a look directly on your device, then.
I can't be bothered to do that now.
Well, yeah.
It does that sometimes, because if you're looking on Google Play on a web browser...
I think it's,
there's different versions sometimes, and if you do it directly from your device, you find the right one. But anyway, I might try it, maybe.
It is a freemium game, like... There's no disputes there. Like the whole thing behind it is kind of you set things to do a thing, and then you wait for a predetermined number of hours, and then when they do that, you collect money and experience, and you kind of carry on like that. So But
and if you want it to happen quicker, you've got to buy gems or stars or whatever it is.
Yeah, donuts in this, but yeah.
Donuts. I was going to go with Duff Beers, but it should have been more obvious than that.
But yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting, actually, to see the level of depth that they've gone into. So, like, in some storylines, one of the more recent storylines, you can unlock a character which is the...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh goodness me, who is it? It's the mascot for a Japanese sushi company when they go to Japan.
Oh yeah, it looks like Homer Simpson's face.
Well, that's a cleaning product. This is a purple squid, and it's like, why would you even think about including that person as a character? Like, it's really odd how many characters they include. Like the two French guys from one of the episodes in like season one, you can unlock in one of the story threads. So it's it's quite interesting to see the different characters that are included.
No, I can't play it. I've just been looking at it while you're talking about it, but I can't play it. I'm sorry. I like Simpsons, but it's a freemium game. Well, what you've been talking about that, I just drifted over to another page just quickly.
Yeah.
Right. Have we got anything else we want to talk about before we talk like spam over into news?
Just Super Mario Run.
All right. Is that an Android-y game?
Yeah. It was fairly big when it came out on, because it's one of the first proper Nintendo games for mobile. It is just an endless runner. It's pretty good. Probably not worth the $9.99 that I paid for it, because I'm a fucking
$9.99.
idiot.
How? Fuck. It's free.
You only unlock the first world. And I quite enjoyed that, so I thought, oh yeah, I'll purchase it. Oh, it's $9.99. Yeah, never mind. And then I ended up buying it anyway.
So hang on, you install it, and it looks like it's free when you go to install it, but then when you get in, you can only actually play the first world, and you've got to pay $9.99.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nintendo. And it just looks like Mario.
Yeah, it plays...
Are you constantly running?
Yeah.
You're not stop running?
It is almost like a Mario game, but you tap on the screen to do different kind of jumps like you would do with a controller.
So you don't control the forwards, backwards, left, right. You're,
no.
You're literally always running forwards and you've just got to jump.
Yeah.
Wow. How to make a Mario game even more boring?
There's another mode where you race against another person. So you race against like a ghost character. You end up betting like a certain number of toads, so you then can unlock other stuff later on in the game.
You have to bet toads.
Yeah,
introducing children to a whole world of gambling.
It's quite good, but I'm not sure if it's worth the $9.99 that I paid for it so far.
Oh, no, it's got. I'm just looking. It's rated 2.7. On the Google Play Store.
Oh, really?
The highest number of reviews, star reviews, is one star at 159 one-star reviews. Second place is five stars, which is 117 five-star reviews. so it's divisive, apparently, this game.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty fucking pissed off if it just says free install, and then you get into it. It doesn't say demo on it anywhere.
To be fair, I knew how much it was when I downloaded it, because a lot of people had the same issue with it on iOS. And you know what iOS Luddites are like. So, yeah, there was uproar about it, and actually, yeah, it's a game. Like, whether it's a mobile game or it's a fully fledged desktop game, like, people still put work into it. So
the thing that I quite like is the very first block of text when you go to it on the Google Play Store is a new kind of Mario game that you can play with one hand. Mm-hmm. Because my inability to masturbate while I was playing Mario was really getting on my nerves.
Source of great frustration.
Oh, just really.
You have to get halfway down that page before it says what you can do after purchasing all worlds.
Yeah, that
pissed me off. Nowhere before it does it say you've only got one world.
To be fair, it does say on the Mario Play Store, offers in-app purchases. And then in the big picture underneath, it does say, buy the game once to play all three modes.
Yeah, I just prefer it rather than the actual purchase of the game being an in-app purchase. I'd rather it said, like, you know where it says install? Mm-hmm. I'd rather there would be two buttons, install or buy full version and install. To make it really obvious that
demo and full version.
Yeah, that's what it is. Fucking Nintendo. Yeah. then you have to buy an add-on for your phone and a board that you've got to stand on. Right, we've been talking about Nintendo and Mario and stuff like that, but we're going to stop doing that now. Elle, before we move on to some newsy bits and bobs, is there any more games that you want to talk about?
I know there
is. You need to talk about it. Talk about it now. Talk about it now because you're sexy and redheadish. Go.
Cool. Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yay!
Never have I wanted to play a game quite so much in such a long period of time, apart from things like Silent Hill. I was so ready for this. I don't know if we can do a previously on Ready Player 2.
On Ready Player 2.
God, that sounded good.
Yes! I had an audiogasm about Horizon Zero Dawn, where I freaked out about robot dinosaurs.
Oh, was this the E3 episode?
Yeah. Correct.
I lost my shit about it. And
because you
so
frequently
scared.
Got full possession of your shit.
Hey.
Has anybody
Some
seen
of us like
shit?
To live like... Jesus,
I feel
it's
like
out
we were
again.
Derailing you. Sorry, carry on, Elle.
How dare you derail me? But I'm so glad I've not been disappointed so far. I fucking love it.
Oh, I thought that was heading into a ditch of bollocks then, but no. You rose above it. Is it actually really good?
It's actually really good. The only thing I really don't like is
it's on
got
PS4.
That kind of bullshit stealth mechanism where you can only hide in one specific type of grass. So you can be
the Heidi grass.
That's the wrong flavour.
Yeah, the Heidi
grass.
You can be plunge deep in some fucking foliage and this beast will be like, I see you. I'm gonna fucking have
your
nads.
Because your
clunge is
on your forehead. 90% of your body is still above the grass.
It's fine. Like, you'll be in this red-tipped grass, and you are gone. Oh, I'm sorry. You were in the correct type of clunge grass. I see now. I see the error of my ways.
Oh,
it's bullshit. Can all foliage be cover? Please, game designers, stop giving us this thing.
Do robot dinosaurs not have some kind of, like, heat detection? Like predator-esque infrared?
Sometimes they have like sensors and they will put the sensors off and they're like, oh shit, there's something in the grass! Eat it!
What?
But, you know, I expect that. So I love Monster Hunter. You know, I have frothed about Monster Hunter before. This combines my love of redheads and Monster Hunter and crafting, sort of.
I can smell sulfur off.
I've got this thing.
I love the list. The best thing ever. Monster Hunter, redheads, and crafting. Your Tinder profile must be amazing.
Absolutely no goats.
Well, no goats. But it's just so good. I have this thing about collecting things. Even in Skyrim, I was like, oh, well, I've got to stop and pick these herbs. Can't just go, trundling through this place. There's flowers to be picked.
So like in Fallout 3, where you basically stole anything that wasn't nailed down.
Yes.
And the nails.
Yeah.
And you know, you just put a bucket over someone's head and they can't see you and it's fine. But it's this still has that urge where you're like, oh, I need to get all the things. I need to make sure all the things are done. Got any more of them side quests? I am like an addict for side quests. I am losing my life to this game. Between this and Stardew Valley, I'm not going to be able to have time to eat.
I want to play
it's bullshit.
This. I'm very disappointed that it's only on PS4, and I don't think there's actually any intention to bring it out on any proper platforms. Which is an unfair thing to me to say, but I want it on PC. Now that I've actually got a PC that could play games like this, they're not bringing games like this out on my PC, which is very annoying.
See,
aren't they talking about cross-platform?
Ooh, well, maybe,
I don't know. I hope so.
Well, they were, weren't they?
It is ridiculously good. Apart from, some people might not like the hand-holding of, shoot, these things. These things are the weak parts of the machine. But you can just, like, not use the vision that does that. So, you know,
I would be using all the vision. If there's a vision that lets me see where the weak parts are, that's the vision I'm using.
Oh my god. There's this cool T-Rex dinosaur beast thing, which has these jowls of bullets. It's great.
Jowls?
I fucking love.
Are these people... How did we get to robot dinosaurs? I worry that scientists haven't ever seen
robot
movies.
Dinosaurs. Have scientists gone too far?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like they kind of went, well, dinosaurs could wipe us out. Let's fucking bring them bastards back. They were well big and scary. And robots. I've seen Terminator. Robots could wipe us out as well. Well, you know what? Let's put those hands together.
I've not finished it yet, but so far I don't understand why there are robot dinosaurs. I don't know whether people thought, you know what, it'd be fucking sweet, let's make them. Because I totally would.
We could probably ride them around. I also don't understand how that, because they appear to be just wild and roaming wild. And they also appear to procreate, which I don't fully understand the mechanism behind that either.
I don't think they procreate, but they do, like, consume the corpses of the dead ones.
But they consume the corpses of the dead ones, and she goes out hunting them. And I don't know what... Does she eat them? How does that work?
No, so there are animals as well. Like, there's, like, boars and rabbits and foxes and turkeys.
Goats.
I fucking go hunting these things. Goats. Every time I see them, I'm like, oh, well, gotta do it now, gotta practice. But, and you get loads of materials off of them. So if you're starting out your game, please do kill loads of animals. In the game. not in real life. Let's not do this.
Wow.
Let's not go down that slippery slope.
I'm just imagining animal rights activist.
I'm just imagining people tweeting us pictures now of them surrounded by, like, dead crows and pigeons.
No!
I can't not get it.
No!
That's
not
the
what
thing
I
we're
mean.
Advocating.
In the game, people, in the game, let's use declarative sentences for kill the fake animals. Don't kill real animals.
A bunch of things about this game. One, is it as gorgeous as it looked in all the trailers?
Yeah. It's a fucking beautiful game.
Two, is the combat... Because in the trailers and all the videos that I've seen, the combat looks really like it flows freely. Like, you're just kind of pegging it along, and you get stumbled because something's exploded or hit you, but then you keep going, and it looks really, like, natural. But then I was looking at it thinking, it can't really be that natural. Surely it's more rigid than that.
It's fine. I wouldn't give it any awards for its combat, because the melee attacks are slow and kind of cumbersome at times. The dodge, learn to dodge... at the end of the day, if something comes up and starts gnashing on your face, just use dodge and whack it until it dies.
Does someone want to run that through the fanboy translator? Because I'm pretty sure she's saying the combat is shit.
Yeah, it's not shit. It's not the worst. But I'm really fussy.
Okay.
It did kind of sound like she was saying the combat was shit and you need to learn to dodge.
But the shooting, so long as you draw back the arrow to its fullest extent, is damn good.
None of this weak source arrow flinging. Boys.
None of this weak source feather trigger bullshit. You got to pull those. You got to notch those arrows, man.
And the final question is she as hot as she looks in the trailers?
All depends on your tastes.
She's got
because a red
hair and a freckly face.
Look, if she lives in the wilderness, in this prehistoric thing, I don't think she'd bathe as often as my tastes require.
Rich, red hair and a freckly face doesn't really make for an attractive person, because so does Mick Hucknall.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed.
Well, now that you mention it.
But I like her. She's
Drake.
Cool. She's a good egg.
She looks a bit scary. Okay, look, I want this game. When is it coming out on PC so I can play it?
I don't know, but the plot's so good.
The plot's good, apart from the fact that there's robot dinosaurs that you still don't really know why.
No, but the people are really, really great. I like it. There's so many side quests. So many side quests.
Okay, right, look, stop it now, because I really want to play it. It looks amazing, and if the story's really good as well, barring the fact that the combat might not be that great, I still kind of want to play it anyway. So I need to find out when this is coming out on PC. Are you what? Just out of interest, what else do you play on the PS4? Do you have many games for the PS4, or do you hold it just for exclusives like this?
To be honest with you, it's whatever takes my fancy at the moment. I lent my PlayStation 4 to my brother, but Horizon was coming out, so I bought a PlayStation 4 so I could play Horizon.
You bought another one. Did you just say that you lent your PS4 to your brother, but you wanted to play this, so you bought another one? You're way too nice to your brother.
I know, but I'm the big sister. I'm supposed to be getting, like, best big sister badge, you know?
I'd rather have a PS4. Lewis, have you got a PS4?
Not anymore. I got rid of it.
No, you got rid of yours.
Because it was
you?
A bit shit.
I've Lee, got one. You've still got yours, haven't you?
Yeah, I've still got mine.
Do you ever use it?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
I'm here.
The games cost too much. £45. Oh, come on.
Yeah, that is true. It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Right, is that everything? Is that all the games we've been playing and stuff?
I thought we could talk quickly about 11 Table Tennis.
No. So, news.
I'm going to cry a little bit now.
Haven't we spoken about 11 Table Tennis before?
No.
Okay.
We haven't podcasted in a year.
You have got 15 seconds to explain 11 Table Tennis. Go.
That'll do.
Cool. 11 Table Tennis is a table tennis game in VR. Expand.
That I can play against you, even though you're 200 miles away.
Hold up. It's a two-player table tennis game.
Yeah. Well, it's also two-player.
Hang on. As opposed to that single-player table tennis game.
Yeah, as opposed to...
There's a single-player version of it.
Is that just Breakout or Block Breaker called?
You get an AI. You can play against the AI or you can play multiplayer.
Yeah, for the lonely amongst us.
Multiplayer, like, what, more than two people or just two
people? No, just two people.
Multiball!
65 of you all playing with
65 first
with one bat.
And 14
it's
balls.
It's my go.
It's actually pretty good. Actually, weirdly, 11 Table Tennis is a really good reason to... It's not a good reason to have a VR headset, but if you have a VR headset, you should probably play it.
What I could do is just spend, like, £40 on an actual table tennis table.
Yeah, but then you need a person to play with, Lewis.
Yeah.
Or I could just be really good and play against myself.
How?
Or set it up against the wall so
apparently
you're playing
you're
the
Flash.
Wall.
Yeah, but then that's really sad, isn't it? Look, if you've got...
if you have met me before, right?
Look, it's about as sad as playing against an AI person.
No, if you've got... But I've been playing against a real, actual person. Well, Lee. But it's... It's no, I'm not massively bothered about table tennis, if I'm being perfectly honest. I'll play it if it's there.
Or good
if
at
I'm
it.
Drunk. Yeah. Oh, shut up. I've beaten you. But it's I've beat. Don't you do the thing. I've beaten you.
Yeah.
Not frequently, but. It's a good game to have in VR, actually, and it's weird because it's so simple and straightforward, but as long as you've got a decent internet connection and doesn't keep cutting out, it works really, really nicely, and it's just a nice... The problem with VR a lot of the time is it gets too intense. A lot of the games like Arizona Sunshine and Raw Data and all of these kind of things, the level of intensity that you have to put into playing what you would normally play on a pad...
Really stressful.
...for hours, it puts a lot on you. So after an hour and a half, 2 hours of playing a proper game like Raw Data or something...
On your feet.
Fucked. Yeah. You're just plain tuckered out. But if you don't want to get out of VR and you want to play something else, it's playing something like Rec Room or 11 Table Tennis is really good fun. And 11 Table Tennis is very, very good. Compared to the version of Table Tennis that's in Rec Room, which is shit.
Can I just ask a quick question? Have either of you plebs lost any weight playing with each other now?
I've gained loads of weight.
Yeah. This sounded like a possibly bad out of context sentence.
No, I've I feel better if I was carrying a baby. I've gained so much weight recently. I'm attempting to fast or something at the moment. But not lost any weight playing VR.
No, neither.
Okay.
It's not about massive amounts of exertion. It's more about the fact that it's just, you've got to think about everything. It's amazing when you're playing on a pad or a mouse and keyboard how easy it is to focus on what's going on in front of you. When you're in a VR headset, you've got to think about so many more things, and that you're turning around constantly,
not punching the children,
not killing your children or breaking the sideboard that's right next to my play space and all the rest of it. So it's just it's good to calm down and play something that isn't quite so intense. And 11 Table Tennis is a really good way of doing that.
One of my favourite things in 11 Table Tennis is trying to get the ball to go so wide of the table that Rich actually hits the wall that he's standing
next
that's
to. That's the fun game.
That's he my likes, favourite thing.
He likes to get me shouted at.
Yeah.
Because while I'm flailing around in the dining room like a prat, Hannah's sitting in the living room trying to watch TV and getting really annoyed at me every 2 seconds.
And the great thing is that because it tracks his head and his hands, the body language comes across really, really well. So it gives me like this long, steely stare, like, you fucker.
Yeah, slightly askew headset.
Yeah, it is so funny.
That was a really long 15 seconds on 11 Table Tennis.
It was a really long 15 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not taking the blame for that.
Fuck you. Right. Nobody's allowed to talk about any more games.
I'm going
to
type in another one.
No, you're not. Nobody have any other games? Nobody's talk. News! There's news. Jumanji film? What? Who put that? Lewis, what's this Jumanji thing about?
So, in the remake of the Jumanji film, they're not playing a cursed board game. They are playing a cursed video game.
Is it not out yet?
Today.
Sorry? Yeah,
is
so they... No, the film's not out until the end of the year. But...
Wasn't it?
No, so it features The Rock, Kevin Hart...
I love The Rock.
I think. Jack Black and Karen Gillan?
Karen Gillan. Gillian, who in the promo... I know this has been spoken about before. Two things. Firstly, gosh, she looks good in the promo photos. Secondly, why would you dress her in that?
Hang on, I need to see this now.
These are the avatars of... The worst part about this is, these people, so The Rock and Karen Gillan and all the rest of it, are in... They are the avatars of the kids that are playing the game.
Yeah.
So she's the avatar of, like, an 11-year-old girl, am I right?
You guess so.
Who, they need to put some legs... I don't know. I don't know.
Who is wearing a leather waistcoat, which only job is to elevate her boobs.
It's basically a boob cage.
Yeah, I'm not complaining all that much, because she's another hot redhead. But, I just thought it was a bit dumb.
Yeah, my point was, is it seems quite interesting that they've made the decision to kind of move it forward or update it for the kind of modern generation, so for kids who would actually understand what a wouldn't really understand what a board game is compared to a
video
game.
You're intimating that kids don't know what board games are. I hope we don't ever end up in a world.
How many of your kids have ever played a board game?
We've got loads of board games.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
we've got loads of board games.
Well, you're just good parents then. Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm sure.
Stop
every
pissing
child
all over my
has been
analogy.
Subjected to the horror that is Monopoly. I mean, you know, I'm sure 98% of divorces are caused at some point by Monopoly.
By Monopoly, yeah. But you cheated on me. Yeah, that's because of Monopoly. It's fucking weird. If you hadn't, poor mole, that did us in. I don't get this.
Anyway.
Because the whole point with Jumanji, though, was that it was like this dusty old board game that they found in a cupboard.
Yeah,
that had mystery.
So the whole bit of this is it's a dusty old console game that they then get sucked into. There you go.
Mm. Oh, Jumanji sounds stupid.
Just learned. I didn't know who Karen Gillan was. I didn't realise she was Amelia Pond from
Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And she was also Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, she was.
Wow.
She was kind of hot, bold as well.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yep.
I mean,
she's a hero.
You what?
Nothing.
I think we've lost Lee.
Anyway, that's not what I was saying. Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, so the
we're segueing.
The Telltale Guardians of the Galaxy game will be out in April, in like two weeks.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yes, it is a thing. From what I've seen of it, it looks almost exactly like every other Telltale game.
Excellent.
Apart from it is Guardians of the Galaxy flavoured.
I don't get it.
No, I don't. I'll be honest, I'm starting to lose interest in a lot of these kind of... They all look very similar. They are very much...
Interactive story.
They're interactive story, but they all look very similar to previous games that aren't... They have the same art style to them.
Well, this one doesn't look quite as like weirdly cel shaded. At least it looks like it's got a little bit of graphical prowess. Although that might just be the pre-rendered screenshots they put together.
Yeah.
Sure. But the thing that I don't every time I see Guardians of the Galaxy or think of Guardians of the Galaxy, I immediately think action.
Yeah.
It's an action movie. You want an action game where maybe you can switch between different characters and stuff like that. So there's loads of different things that they could do. But I never thought, this could do with a point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, I mean, it's worked.
Cash in.
Well, maybe, but it's worked with other titles. So look at, I know Ross really enjoyed the Telltale Batman game. I really enjoyed the Tales from the Borderlands Telltale game. So,
and then there was Minecraft.
Minecraft story mode, by all accounts, is all right.
Ugh.
So
bits of me died inside playing that game.
Yeah, but that happens when you wake up of a morning.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that's just kind of you, though. But anyway, to be honest, I'm quick to judge it, but it might be good. I doubt it. But it might be.
I don't think it's going to be very good. I think they're flogging a dead horse a little bit, which is a shame because we were all really excited when they started off on their whole point-and-click adventure thing, and now they seem to be flogging all new dead horses everywhere.
Yeah, it is just a different flavour dead horse.
Yeah, well, this is the problem, Mel. We'll all still play
it.
and that was literally what I just thought. Like, I mean, I'll still buy it, but like...
but I won't.
I will
won't
moan
like
obsessively about it.
I'll be derisory about it while I'm playing it for 14 hours.
This fucking game fucking made me buy it.
Yeah, I might snort a few times.
Not enjoying it.
No.
Anyway,
really fucking good this game. God damn it. All right, cool. There's a another thing. Another thing. What else? Somebody talk about something. Final Fantasy 14. Somebody talk about that.
Well, that ain't gonna be me.
Okay. So
Lewis, you talk about everything,
right,
and we'll chime in.
Okay, so Final Fantasy 14 have now scrapped the... I think it was a 14-day trial, it was a 14-day trial to go a kind of the same way that WoW went. So you can now play up until level 30 for free. There you go. That's it.
Which is weird because level 30 is really high in that game.
Yeah. Well, they have since with an update increased the level cap from 60 to 70. So
I kind of want to go back to this. My history with this game.
Well, yeah, that's kind of it. The only reason that I would go back to it is so I could play with other people. And I know that it will get an influx of players because of this kind of opening it up. So
I love MMOs. I was an MMO player, almost exclusively an MMO player for years and years and years. And I love Final Fantasy. So when I play Final Fantasy 11, fucking God rest my soul for it, because that was a mess of an online game. So when Final Fantasy 14 came out, I thought, yeah, gotta give this a go. So I bought this at release. And it was just crap. It was not good. It wasn't good at all. And actually, it was so bad that I didn't know this at the time, but it was so bad that the entire leadership team behind the game was dumped. The subscription for the game was temporarily dropped. Square Enix's CEO went on record saying it's greatly damaged the whole Final Fantasy brand. They were ready to drop this entire thing like a sack of bricks. They thought it was so bad. Now, by all accounts, apparently they've salvaged it in recent times, and I have heard from quite a lot of people that it's really good, but I was left with such a bad taste in my mouth after playing it at launch that I should have fucking known better, to be honest. Getting an MMO like this at launch is just a bad move. Yeah, maybe I'll go back and give it a go. Probably not. Next piece of news.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Final Fantasy is so unenthusing at the moment. Speaking of dead horses being flogged.
Yeah, no, I'm probably not all that bothered.
Square Enix flogging a Japanese dead horse.
Squeenix.
That sounds weirder than you probably intended.
A little bit. I could hear it as soon as it came out of my mouth. I was like... Yeah, that's probably a weird niche over there.
I could just imagine his own face kind of going, ooh, I just said that.
Anyway, moving on swiftly.
Another news. Lewis, another news.
Go. Get frothy. Destiny 2 trailer. Out of
Friday. I know, but my froth died.
Get frothy. These aren't getting any better.
I'm basing this solely on the fact that you got a little bit excited when we went to Eurogamer.
I did.
4 years ago.
I did. And then it came out. And then I was disappointed, and I don't like it.
See, that's really odd, because I really enjoyed it. I had absolutely no interest in it until the beta came out just before the release. And I was like, actually, I really enjoyed this. And then I played it across three different platforms.
Any game that they bring out as a pseudo MMO, and then bring out a sequel this soon after releasing it, sets off alarm bells for me.
Well, mm-hmm. It's been out for two years.
Yeah, for an MMO, that's nothing.
It's been out for two years.
MMO, they'd only just be getting rid of the launch date bugs at this point.
And
yeah,
they've released 6 DLC packs for it, I think. 5 DLC packs, something like that. So
it's not really an MMO, is it? It's the Luddite version of an MMO, isn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, it is, but that's the way that a lot of games are going. Like...
Yeah, they are.
The Division, for instance.
Oh, the new fucking update for The Division is bollocks. Should have spoken about that, shouldn't we, Lee?
Kind of done. Should have done.
But anyway.
Could edit a bit in if you want.
Oh, okay. Splice. The new update for The Division is bollocks.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
I feel like that was seamless.
I'll put that in somehow. You probably won't even notice the join.
No, it'll be absolutely fine. So, because we played, sorry, I'm going to derail this ever so slightly. Me and Lee have played Division quite a lot, and we've got other people. We've got friends. We've got friends who we know who play games.
Lies.
Real people.
What?
No, we actually do. They're
like
actual people.
Virtual people.
No, real people.
No, they're like actual. No, genuine. I mean, one of them.
Real virtual people, you say?
Yeah.
Continue.
One of them's from. One of them's from up north. So.
So he's just about a person.
Okay.
Yeah, borderline.
0.5.
He's actually a rock star, sort of.
He's an ex-rock star.
0.25. Keep going, Lee.
He's all rock star.
We're really selling this, Lee. Stop. And, we all played The Division. We're four of us. And had a really good time, actually. We started it just after Update 1.4 came out. We didn't know the history behind the game, and loads of people were saying that it was really shit. Update 1.4, by all accounts, fixed all those problems, and we really enjoyed it. We never knew the bad history.
Fantastic.
And then they brought out new updates, and they brought out 1.5, and that was really good, and it added survival, and kind of, it was good fun-ish.
And then we got to the end game.
It was just kind of like, well, this is bollocks. Where it's just arbitrarily, disgustingly hard for no good reason. And it just wasn't very good fun. So we stopped playing it. And then they brought out this new update, and we went, woo, new update, and went back and played it. And it took absolutely ages to download the 50 gig for the game again, which was a bit annoying. But never mind, because I really enjoyed the game, and I thought it was going to be worth it. And it wasn't. The new update is really,
really crap.
It was
the end
really
game
crap.
Again.
It was the end game again, with a slightly different skin over the front of it. And broken. And I'm pretty sure that people were cheating. I think there was a lot of hacking going on. It's also possible that I'm really bad.
I'm pretty sure
there was a lot of hacking
going on.
I'm
going to lean towards the latter.
But quite anyway, heavily. So that's a slight aside. But yeah, so the new Division update's bollocks. Where were we? Destiny 2.
Yeah, Destiny 2. So
Hang on, is this news that the trailer is coming out?
Yeah, so they released a teaser trailer today or yesterday for it after some leaks of some posters for it last week.
They leaked posters?
Some posters had been leaked.
Oh, okay.
Some point-of-sale posters.
Are we talking proper leaked or...
Marketing leaked.
Some high-resolution HD posters were leaked.
No, they were just some like pictures of like screwed up posters and stuff that I don't know whether they were proper leaks or not, but anyway, then they released a teaser trailer yesterday or today for it, so when you're hearing this, a couple of months ago.
When you're hearing this, you've been playing Destiny 2 for a few months.
The game's probably already out by now, but which kind of had a bit of an almost Deadpool vibe to it, which I kind of, that sort of nonchalant sense of humour, which I'm not really that keen on. And then there's going to be a full trailer out for it this afternoon. Not this afternoon, Friday, sorry. So whether it's any good or not, I don't know.
Probably not.
Anyway.
Space Wizards. Needs to be Space Wizards. Another piece of news,
Lewis. Last bit of news.
I've got a bit of news.
Last but one bit of news. Pokemon Go, the team behind Pokemon Go have said that they think that mixed or augmented reality will beat virtual reality in the end.
That's such a vague thing to say. Beat it at what?
Sandwiches.
I was ready for almost anything else. I prepared myself mentally and physically for any array of answers that I could have had from that question. Wasn't ready for that one. I agree in general, but mixed reality will beat VR is such a weird thing to say. At what is the thing? I think mixed reality is going to be used in computing in general in a few years' time for almost everything. Yep. I think Google Glass had the right kind of idea to start with.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be loads and loads of mixed reality, because you can use it in all walks of life using normal computers.
Yeah, they're basically saying that they think that augmented reality will have more real-world applications and will be more practical than VR.
Do you know why it will have more real-world applications?
Because it's vastly impractical to walk around with a VR headset on in the real world.
No, it's because you'll be able to see the real world.
Yes!
Simple as that.
Because walking around with a virtual reality headset on, almost anywhere other than in your living room, will result in death. That's
or pain.
That's probably...
I don't know how I feel about Pokemon Go. I really liked it in the beginning, and it seemed like everyone else did, and it died a very sudden death, didn't it?
There's always going to be an immediate peak followed by a very sudden trough when something like this comes out.
I used to get up at 4 o'clock to go and get some gyms down there. I used to drive down.
Did you really?
4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I used to get those gyms.
I didn't even know that you drove. Were you still in cars as well?
No. No, I now have a vehicle. His name is Roger.
Oh, you have a vehicle for Pokemon Go's?
No, No, he's not used for Pokemon Go.
He?
If only.
No, she named everything.
Quickly
you
to the Valimobile.
To the. We need some sandwiches.
But the, yeah, buddy.
I got bored of Pokemon Go very quickly. I thought it was going to be fun to be playing with the kids, and then I got it out and started trying to play. Wow, this is going to sound bad for it. No. I've got the.
I got it out. And started playing with it.
Woo-hoo, I feel like I bailed out of that in time.
Oh, God.
No, I got the phone out and started trying to play Pokemon Go with the kids and realised that actually all I was doing was providing a source of irritation. Go over there, Dad. No, let's go over here, Dad. Oh, I thought I saw something over there. You didn't see anything. I'm holding the phone. So I was just like, no, we're just going to play football. Actually, just run into that cornfield and see what happens. It'll be fine.
I'm just not really annoyed that the creators went off and started shutting down sites that were giving people guides. I'm like, oh, just stop trying to suck the life out of everyone.
Yeah, also, if you don't want people to go to websites that have got guides, put a decent help guide into the fucking game. One of the reasons I got frustrated with it was because if you skip the bit at the beginning that's telling you what's going
you got pissed off is because you skipped the bit at the beginning. We had this conversation when the game came out.
Rich always skips the bit at the beginning.
And I'm like, did you read
the
instructions?
There's no way of bringing it back up. Look, there are people in the world like me, right?
Yes,
and
there are.
Who will skip the bit at the beginning.
Hang on a minute.
Look,
no,
I'm in the world and I'm like me. And there's no way of bringing up the bit at the beginning again. So I was like, I was texting people. How do I fucking do stuff? Run out of little poker things. How do I do it? I didn't get it. So yes.
Oh my God.
Pokemon Go. And we're not talking about this anymore. Lee, did you have another piece of news?
Yeah, there's this year's Call of Duty is going to be called Call of Duty WW2.
Has that been confirmed?
It's all over the interwebs.
That sounds fake.
It's on the BBC. It's on the BBC News website. Everything.
It's real fake news.
I don't know how I feel about this.
If it is real, then it kind of smacks of jumping on the bandwagon Battlefield did.
Yeah. Well, they got it wrong last time. They're just trying to put it right. I'd see it that way rather than...
It just feels like they went, what are we going to do now? We've done all this World War III shit, and we've done all this, like, we need to go future.
Maybe it's them listening to their customers, because all their customers went, what is this shit that you're putting out? I'm not playing this,
and then we went a bit more future, and then they went, well, we bottled this, boys. what are we going to do now? Oh, let's do World War II again. We haven't done that in a while.
That's what it was.
I got pissed off. I didn't like the Call of Duty or Medal of Honor games back when they were World War II, because it was all the same fucking thing over and over and over again. I think now that Call of Duty has got a little bit more of a pedigree, and they're very good at their set pieces and very good at the story behind it and stuff like that. And I would imagine that World War II has got ample feels that they can shoehorn into it. That maybe it will be good.
I've just read a bit more. It's not confirmed. It is a rumour. But it is based on leaked images.
Yeah, this will probably be them sounding out the internet. Is this a good idea? Should we make this or not? How much money is potentially in this? Let's leak something and see what the reaction
deploy
is.
The
like.
Yeah,
see how,
deploy the
how
leaks.
See how our accountants react.
If it's really bad, then actually we'll bottle out of this and do another future one again. Okay, fine. Look, is that all the news that we want to talk about? Is there anything else that we want to talk about?
No.
No. That was very definitive.
I think we covered everything.
Do you want to go, Lee? Been about enough? Got something else on the go, have you?
I need another 8-month break.
Jesus.
It's quite exhausting, I've got to be honest.
Tired.
Too soon.
We're going to be coming back and doing another thing, another podcast. I don't know how frequent we're going to be. How frequent do we feel like we're going to be? This is probably a conversation we could have off air. Never mind. We're going to come back in a few weeks' time. We're going to see if we can get... Ross on at some point as well. We're going to have to pick a day where he's not working.
Oh, who's Ross?
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Is he new?
No, we're not. Shh, we're not. He might be the only one listening to this. Don't knock our only listener.
I might have blown it, Neil. Sorry, audience.
thank you very much for listening. This has been Ready Player 2, episode 69. These guys are going to stop railing on me now, and we're going to go. Thank you very much to everybody who's been speaking to us and continuously keeping in touch while we have not been making new podcasts. We've been getting a surprising amount of downloads, like a really surprising amount of downloads while we've not been here, which is kind of what spurred us to come back and do some more recordings.
It's you guys. So,
yeah, it's all you guys, and slightly Lewis as well, who's kicked us up the arse to get back on and do some stuff.
Lewis.
So yeah, we've had a surprising amount of downloads, so people are obviously still entertained by what we're doing. We're still getting people that are talking to us on Twitter, so come and find us on Twitter, at ReadyP2. The website broke for a little while, now it's back again, so you can find us at ReadyPlayer2, that's TWO.co.uk. You can find me at Zebwen, that's Zebwen. You can find Lewis...
At Louis_Kong, or my...
But he probably doesn't want you
on
to.
Twitter, or at my new wrestling podcast with a couple of guys. That is at The Bad Godcast. It's in my bio.
Just Google him. It'll be fine. You can find L at...
Escaping IRL on the internet.
And you can find Lee at...
ZZLeeZZ on Twitter. That's also my Steam username, so if you've got a Vive, want to play table tennis, because it is really good, and Arizona Sunshine, which is really good, despite what he says, come and find me on Steam and give me a game.
Yeah, if you want to play with me on Steam, I'm not going to give you my details. Go ahead and play with Lee first, and if you're not a weirdo, then I might let you on my Steam as well.
Rich, to be, are you really in a position to be picky?
No. Excuse me. What are you trying to say? What are you accurately trying to say?
Stop being
picky.
The only person I can play with at the moment is Lee. So you're right. I probably should.
Yeah, you should raise your sights a little bit more.
Yeah. Thank you very much to Acast. Thank you to our hosts. You can find them at acast.com. You can find us at acast.com/ReadyPlayer2. There's an exclamation mark at the end of that, but I don't think it's actually part of the URL. Thank you to the Palace of Wisdom, Chris, Andy, Mike, and T-Power Network for other podcasts such as Ring the Bell, The Geek Show, and The Palace of Wisdom. Go to thepalaceofwisdom.co.uk. That didn't seem scripted at all, did it? Did I do that smoothly?
That didn't sound scripted until you fucking said it was scripted, you... Not bad.
Okay, don't worry. We can cut it out. Thank you. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Rate and subscribe to us on YouTube. On iTunes. That's really important, actually. And we don't have very many people doing that, and we don't push it as often as we should do. But annoyingly, because the entire world of podcasts has come from Apple and iTunes, one of the biggest ways that we can get found and one of the ways that we can get rated is on iTunes. And I know a lot of people don't listen to us on iTunes. They probably do it through the website or through a multitude of other podcasting apps that are available. But if you can find the time and you can stomach installing iTunes on your computer for long enough, please feel free to go and rate us on iTunes, because it does really help. Does anybody else have anything else that they want to plug before we go?
Nope.
Share the podcast with your friends.
Share it with your
family members.
Waft it in front of their face. Only select family members, I would say.
Don't let grandma.
There needs to be an element of intelligent selection when it comes to sharing it with family members.
But, and no small children.
Yeah, no. Intelligent selection in the fact that don't let anyone that is intelligent listen to it.
No, because we'll just get bad ratings. So thank you very much for listening. We've been Ready Player 2. This has been episode 69. Everybody say goodbye in 3, 2, 1.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave.
Way 69.
No, that's not how... No, we were not... Right then. Ready?
Oh my god.
We're recording.
Wait. Okay.
Should we just keep doing tee hee 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 in the background every time he says 69? I'm sure we could crowbar a few more in.
What, 69? Tee hee
hee hee.
Doo doo
doo doo. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, now I'm recording.
Get out all your sneezes.
Countdown.
What the fuck was that? Like,
I don't know. That
Oscar
was...
the Grouch or the that, Cookie Monster.
That was the campiest. Also, the campiest I've ever heard. El, get out all your sneezes. You better get them out now. It's no good if you try to get them out later.
God.
El Spence. Channeling Kenneth Williams.
Save me. It's because I haven't podcasted in so long, you know.
Carry on podcasting.
Oh,
that I'm pretty sure Lee would be Sid James because he was the oldest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
3, 2, 1. Hello!
No, we want to clap.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Well, that was rubbish.
It sounded good to me.
Are you panicking? Oh, well, maybe it was good. Should we do another one or are we okay?
Part of it
let's
was
do another. Let's do another one just
let's
to be...
Let's do a Dave.
1, 2, 3.
Dave. Dave. Someone clapped.
Somebody claps.
I love it.
If I don't admit to it, it didn't happen.
Right, should we do stop freestyle?
It, right.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Are we Daving? Are we Daving or are we clapping? Look, let's be careful.
No,
just to be sure, right, we're going to say Dave and we're going to clap at the same time.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Dave.
I don't think Elle did anything but splutter. She's gone.
Oh my
she's
god.
Gone.
Oh no. Oh, what's happening? She sounds like a duck again.
Oh
that
god,
sounds
no.
like the gears are coming loose.
Hello, right. Everybody. You're not talking. I'm doing an intro. I might pirate it and try again.
Might what? Yeah, and try again?
What?
Fuck's sake.
Be fair, the Wii's been out for quite a long time.
What? Are you... Al, are you talking about the Wii or the Wii U?
Hello?
Hello?
El?
El?
El? Okay, so Elle's dead, moving on. So the thing
Elle was so angry about the Wii U that she died.
Yeah, that she's gone off the internet.
She's just exploded into a puff of smoke.
Have I killed everyone? Hello? Oh no. Nintendo are on to me. They don't want me to complain about the Wii. You can do it. Connect to the interwebs.
Right, let's see.
Should we sing a song?
No.
Okay.
I'm in the mood for dancing.
Not that song.
Not that song.
Romancing.
That song. Sing that song. No, do you know one about goats?
I can't imagine that there's much in the way of goat-based music.
Probably is.
The songs.
Goat just song. Sing something a goat might like.
I'm in the mood for dancing.
Oh, it's perfect.
Hi, Elle.
Hello.
Hello. Oh,
my
Elle's
rage
back.
Broke the internet. Like,
has it still
died.
Been recording this entire time?
Oh, yeah. So
oh, okay.
Have fun.
So it's still in sync.
Like, bleeping out the swearing.
Emergency clap. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Wait, who came in
that
late?
Was
Dave.
Unexpected.
Because she's holding a phone.
I was not late. You can look at audio streams. I was there.
Oh god. Oh dear me.
I know, I hate the internet and Nintendo.
I'm supposed to do an outro now. That it feels like Lewis has planned an outro for me that I wasn't really prepared to do.
No, I look forward
to
this.
Hang on, I've got to check this.
The outro that we were doing months ago when we last recorded, that's been there for ages.
Oh, has
it? Yeah, you just ignore it every episode.
I didn't notice. I never scroll.
I told you it was
there. Scroll that far down the document. It's been a really long time.
This is amazing.
It's been a really long time since we've done a podcast. Frankly, I'm amazed I know how to work my microphone.
I'm amazed you know how to work your mouth.
No, that's never a problem.
That is his talent.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.